Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to another version of Norm at Night, coming to you on a Tuesday from Bowie, Maryland. We've got a lot on the agenda tonight, and I'm hoping you're out there ready to call in. We're going to talk about education, the candidates, the political views that they hold, and the view that Norman Constantine holds. When we talk about education, we're going to talk about No Child Left Behind. We're going to talk about who can teach and who should be able to teach. We're going to talk about the idea of hybrid schools. We're going to talk about the ideas of video games. I hope you have ideas about all of that. Another thing I'd like to talk about on tonight's show is healthcare. The whole debate seems to be revolving around the idea of how do we provide health insurance for everyone else, or for everyone. How do we provide universal health insurance? And I was out in the town at a Thai restaurant, last week with some old students, and suddenly, you know, it came to me, let's forget about insuring people. Let's try to figure out how we can make this whole process less expensive. How do we make it less expensive? Yeah, I probably should just stick to education, and if we have time, maybe we'll take a look at that whole idea. Because education and healthcare, it all has to do with caring for the human being. And we'll just stick to one topic. If you have some views on education, why don't you give us a call? You can reach the program at 347-945-6713. I've got 5 lines open right now. And if you'd rather just IM me, you can reach me at BoogeCon on AOL IMing. That's all I have running for tonight. I'm still trying to figure out how this whole thing is going. Again, that number is 347-945-6713. So let's take a look at the candidate's view on education. Generally speaking, if you, I'll just pop up John McCain's webpage here, John McCain on Education. And this comes from On the Issues 2000. One primary emphasis of John McCain's ideas on education is let the states decide the spending for education. Let the states decide how to spend their own money. The other thing that John McCain is that he's against nationally imposed standards. In other words, if your students don't do well, you don't get federal money. And that, on the surface, seems to be an interesting idea. Another interesting thing that John McCain seems to, he wants to teach virtue in all schools. And that's a really interesting idea. I don't think you can teach virtue. You don't teach somebody to be virtuous. If you're a school teacher or an adult anywhere in people's lives, you have to, if you act virtuously, you will indeed teach a virtue. I mean, there's lots of schools, you know, where they stay step, oh, we take the hard right over the easy wrong, and that's all just poppycock, unless in what you're doing actually reflects that idea. There are plenty of opportunities to take the hard right that none of us are ever 100% sure of. You know, I guess it's that old saying, we all have our price. Another idea from McCain is the idea that we should, I just had an IM from an interesting person. How about if the students don't do well, we tax the parent at a higher rate? Well, I say, you know, that's like saying, you know, if the students don't do well, fire the coach. You know, blame it on the coach. God, I don't think that's the idea. I think there's a definite problem with education, but that problem stems from the idea that schools have become irrelevant. Schools, the whole way we do education, and really what the candidates are arguing over is how to take a broken system and keep it going, because there's so much entrenched interest in it. I got another IM here. Let me see what it is. Remember, you can give me a call at, here's an interesting idea, but give me a call and let me hear your comments about this. 347-945-6713. I got a message on, I got an IM here where says education's a social problem, not a bureaucratic one. Well, I think the whole problem is that we're worrying about education. And as soon as you make a system out of it, I disagree with the IMer's proposition. As soon as you make a system out of it, it becomes a bureaucratic problem. And the response to me was, we don't value education in the country culturally. I don't think that's the problem. Is learning is what we should be talking about, not education, not systems, not teacher training, but how do we encourage people to learn? Human beings want to learn, plain and simple. And somehow we beat it out of them. We turn school into a giant selection process rather than a place where somebody can go and find out things that are of value to them. America has always been a very practical country. It's our nature, simply because for most of our history, we've been vastly underpopulated, and education was not something that made a difference because we were struggling to eat. And now we're in a whole different world. Oh, I got another IM coming in here. I got a feeling that it's going to be a dilly bar. So why doesn't somebody give me a call at 347-945-6713 so that I'm not having a monologue right here. For instance, someone says, well, education's not a value because they'd rather listen to music. Well, I tend to take the position that if someone wants to listen to music, that's learning too. I'm not going to sit there and tell somebody what they need to learn. It is not my position to find people's passion. And Now, maybe people would rather listen to music because school has simply become irrelevant. The classroom has become a place where really nobody wants to be. And it will not collapse society, IMer. It just will not collapse society. I've still got five open lines at 347-945-6713. We've got about 19 minutes left in the show, and I got a call coming in. Hold on a second. Go ahead, 271. You're on Norm at Night.
How's it going?
It's going real well. What do you have to say for with us tonight?
What was the topic of conversation? Are we on education?
Yeah, we're on education. We're probably going to stay on education all night.
Okay. Well, that's good.
So what do you think?
About the president's education plan or just in general or?
Whatever you want to talk about. If you want to talk about the... or what we've been talking about, is listening to music education?
Yeah, education.
You're breaking up a little bit. Speak a little louder, please.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, now I can hear you.
Okay, yeah, I said listening to music is education.
And what if you're listening to music in chemistry class?
Well, it depends. I mean, you can still be getting an education. You're just not getting chemistry education.
So what are you supposed to be getting?
Well, I guess if you're in school, then you're supposed to be listening to whatever the teacher says.
Why?
Because that's
teacher be. Why shouldn't the teacher be talking to you about what you're interested in?
Yeah, I would have loved to have known that during high school, you know, and I still wonder that, but...
Hold on one second. Go ahead, 787, join in with us.
Yes, you said that education is being forced into society, but if you really look at society, it's just too darn expensive to go to school anymore. I mean, enough of this free health care. How about free education?
I don't have any problem with that. What do you think, 271?
Yeah, free health care is definitely good, but free education, I mean, that's kind of pushing it. I mean, it's funny, though, because public schools don't pay for their education, but private schools do. I mean, you know, that's another funny scenario also.
Well, you know, I'll give you an instance. I nobody ever believes this, but I went to the State University in New York, College at Buffalo, and all 4 years cost me $800.
How much is it now?
It's actually about $2,000 a year now, so it would have cost me $8,000.
Because, you know, I went to a school where it cost $30,000 a year to go.
Well, I don't dispute that. I want to know why should it cost $30,000 to go?
That I have no idea. That's my question for the audience.
Well, what
yeah,
do you think?
I think the same thing because you can go to Anne Arundel Community College for 2 years for probably $5,000 and get probably the same education or if not better than to go to, you know, Flagler's or some other expensive school in Florida, you know, for $30,000 a year.
Well, if that's the case, why isn't everybody going to Anne Arundel?
I don't know.
The same reason you didn't go to community college.
Exactly.
I didn't go to community college because there weren't community colleges. And, I mean, the interesting question is Well, go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm cutting y'all off.
No, go ahead.
I'm just going to end with this.
Time. Go ahead.
I'm going to end with this. I'm a huge Barack Obama fan, but if McCain comes out and says free education, he's got my vote.
Well,
you
know,
guys
you
have a great night.
Okay, you're out.
I'm still here, Mr. Constantine.
271 still hit good.
Yeah. Yeah, I got you.
Oh, I've got somebody on my IM here that says it costs much more than $30K to send a kid to school. He says the real costs are absorbed by other means, and I say that's poppycock, that it should ever cost $30,000 to send anybody to college, although there's people that pay that to go to high school, and I want to know why. Oh, somebody just said an interesting thing. Education is as free as the library. Can you educate yourself? I've got nobody on the line here, so I've got five lines open. Oh, we just want the stupid piece of paper that says we're educated. How else do we show that we're educated? Form rather than substance. You know, that's the old hacker ethic. Your value should come from what you know and not from who you know. Or, I know I've suffered from that myself. Hey, wait a minute. 271, you're back.
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's okay. You're on the air.
Yeah, so are we still on the topic of education?
Still on the topic of education. And we're gonna stay with it for the last 12 minutes. Now, were you the Barack Obama fan?
No, I think that was the other guy. I'm not really sure. I wasn't the Barack Obama fan.
Would you?
I mean, I don't mind Barack Obama, but you know what? I mean, we'll have to see come election time on what McCain has to offer as opposed to Obama in education.
Well, you know, it's really, to me, it seems the basic difference is Barack Obama is a federal bureaucracy guy, and John McCain at least says that education should be up to the states. Oh, I've got a couple of IMs coming in here, of course. When you start talking about diplomas, somebody's got to point out Bill Gates doesn't have a diploma. Ross Perot doesn't have a diploma. That's absolutely true. They don't. So most NBA and NFL players don't have diplomas. And
yeah, but the funny thing is that there's only a select few people out there that can actually get by life without a high school diploma, especially nowadays. You need a high school diploma in order to do something.
Okay. Tell me what you need a high school diploma for to do something.
Well, if you don't get a high school diploma, you'll probably end up working at McDonald's for the rest of your life.
And what if you hold on 1 second? Is working at McDonald's a bad thing?
I'm sorry?
Is working at McDonald's a bad thing?
No, my God.
I got you on the line here. Go ahead, 271.
271, that's me.
Right, go ahead. Well, I got somebody else here, too.
Well, McDonald's isn't that bad, but, I mean, it doesn't pay much, and if you want to pay the bills, then working at McDonald's is not going to cut it.
Well, I'm not sure that Ray Kroc had a college diploma. In fact, I'm not sure Ray had a high school diploma.
What's that?
I'm not sure the founder of McDonald's graduated from college.
That was also 100 years ago.
No, it wasn't. It was 1995, actually. But, you know.
Hey, Buff, are you going to introduce me into this program, or am I going to have to sit on hold for the rest of the night?
No, you don't have to sit on hold. Go ahead, 787.
I got a question for you. Do you think it's right that, with sports and education, do you think it's right that athletes get free education?
Do I think it's right that athletes get free education? I think every college in the country should be a walk-on, but, you know, that's a whole other issue.
Well, why do you think they all should be walk-ons?
Well, I think everybody should be free. Why do I think they should all be walk-ons? Because you got to get into the university first.
Well, for example, like Allen Iverson went to Georgetown. I mean, do you think that's right? Do you think he ever would have gone into Georgetown? Much less get a free education on a full ride?
But he didn't graduate.
Yeah, but he still got to go to Georgetown, and now he's making millions.
Exactly, I agree.
He would have made millions if he never set foot on the Georgetown campus. Look at King
James. But what he's saying is how are this... smarter kids out there that don't get the opportunity to go to Georgetown, and then you have a guy who gets to play basketball who goes to a pretty good educational school for free.
Well, so what?
Well, that's not really fair. I mean, I know life isn't fair, but, that's kind of what...
The problem there is Georgetown. Georgetown decided to go find five guys and make a national championship out of them.
Well, I guess that's just part of life, then.
That's a decision Georgetown makes. I don't have an opinion about it. I'm in a tough place because I have a kid who college.
Don't you have?
Don't
you have two kids?
I have three kids, actually.
And continue.
I had a son went to college on an athletic scholarship.
Do you think your son played well enough to justify his scholarship?
Yeah, I do. My son was a beast. But something else happened to him. He discovered school when he got to the university. And I don't know if he would have done that any other place except where he went. And there's little doubt in my mind that he would not have gone there if he didn't play soccer.
Well, now, did you encourage him to turn down a scholarship, or did you encourage him to take it to get a free education?
Of course I encouraged him to take the scholarship. And it wasn't a free education.
Why not?
I just had a great question here over IM callers. How many chess scholarships are given? I'll tell you this right now. There's two universities in the country that give chess scholarships. One is the University of Maryland Baltimore campus. They give 4 year rides. The other is the University of Texas at Dallas.
Texas?
Actually, yes, the University of Texas gives chess.
University of Texas. Yeah, that's a good fact. University of Texas, a very good baseball school.
Well, I mean, I'll tell you, everybody bows down and worships old Notre Dame athletics. They give out more athletic scholarships than they're as bad as Georgetown. I'm going to get some IMs on that one. I can bet my life on it.
I got a friend out in Texas right now, actually. He's visiting the college, I think.
Really?
Yep. Checking it out. His family's from Texas, so they're going to go take a look at that school down there. I heard it's pretty good. Well, Roger Clemens, he used to pitch from Texas.
Did Roger Clemens graduate?
I believe so. Yeah, definitely.
You think he did?
Well, I don't know if he graduated all 4 years, but he graduated into the MLB.
I can honestly say that my college scholarship athlete graduated in 4 years on time, And in fact, so Le Moyne College, Syracuse, New York, has the highest four-year graduation rate of any Division I or Division II college in the country, and that includes the Ivies.
And Norma, can I ask you, what do you do now for a living? What do you do?
I'm a school teacher.
Oh, really? That's good.
Norm is a school teacher. There's not a question about it. I'm in my 30th year now.
30th year. Now, do you know a lot about U.S. history?
About U.S. history? I know a little bit about U.S. history.
Norm, hey Norm, do you think you can be a teacher without a diploma? Or not just you, but in general?
Yes.
Good question.
I think you can teach anything you know about and have a passion for.
Can you name one teacher that doesn't have a diploma in schools?
I don't think there are any.
Well, they tell me there's quite a few in Prince George's County, but that's a whole other issue. I don't know. Well, I can tell you that one of the most effective teachers at a very exclusive school in the Washington, D.C. area, I'm not sure, graduated from college.
Most schools these days require their teachers to have diplomas?
Yes. I mean, but I will say that a diploma diplomas just come to you if you pursue your passion. The problem is that people don't do what Bill Gates, for instance, could teach anywhere he wants. He doesn't have a college degree.
You know what's funny, too, is that some people with college degrees are dumber than people that don't even have college degrees.
Well, I don't know about dumber. Sometimes here's a for instance, and I mean, this is the case across the country. To teach in a public school in every state in the union now, you have to have a teaching certificate.
Yeah, that's right.
Most independent schools, you do not have to have a teaching certificate. And the fact is, most independent schools outperform public schools. Now, is that because their teachers...
Sorry to interrupt you there, but isn't it because the kids who go to the private schools, you know, can afford it and come from, you know, different backgrounds, so they become more successful?
Well, that's an interesting question. There's a lot of class validity in what you say, it's really interesting. If you take, if you send a kid to, for instance, a fancy independent school in the District of Columbia, and you sent that same kid to one of the public schools in the District of Columbia, I think you'd get a very different result. And I got to wrap this up, fellas, because we're in our last minute. It's been a great discussion on education, and we're going to continue this. We will. I'm going to put a show up. Sorry, go ahead. Last word, 271, last comment.
I'd like to be on the show tomorrow night, so I'm going to call back tomorrow night. It's great.
Back Thursday night because we're not on tomorrow. 787, your last word.
Love your show, Booch.
Hey, we'll see you again. Thanks. Are you the guy from Laurel?
That's an affirmative.
That's an affirmative. Is the college scholarship guy around?
Yep, I think he's around here somewhere.
Okay. Say hello to him for. No. Just somebody I know. I used to go watch play soccer. Remind me how he missed that open goal against that team from New Hampshire. I'll never forget it. I was sitting right there in the stands.
Norm, we finished yet?
Yeah, we're finished. I got 19 seconds to go.
I give a shout out to Caitlin.
All right, Caitlin, you got a shout-out from Norm at Night, and why don't you call next week, Thursday night. We'll be back on the air at 11, 4, 3, 2, 1, and we're out.
Get her.
question.
Thank you.